This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Welcome to our farm show for Monday, June 29th. This is John Michael Marty. Deadline approaching for the 2015 Illinois State Fair competition. I wanted to mention this to you because it's coming up very quick before we get into part three and part four of Lacey Nodal's Star Farmer interview. The deadline for many competitions to be held by the state fair are quickly approaching. Each year, the fair hosts more than 8,700 contests, ranging from livestock and horticulture to judged art shows and cooking and culinary showdowns. The competition, livestock-wise, the livestock entry deadline is July 1st. Now, that's except for poultry and rabbits. July 1st is the livestock entry deadline. Rabbits and poultry is July 10th. And then general entries, July 15th. And then the floriculture, August 1st. Roses, August 12th. Dairy products, August 12th. Bee culture open and up until the time the judging begins. The bee culture professional, August 13th. Now, the Illinois State Fair will be held August 13th to the 23rd. Now, earlier last week at the Montgomery County Fair in Butler, Terry Tote interviewed our latest FFA star farmer. She is Lacey Nodal from Fillmore, and certainly a great honor and one well-deserving. Here's part one today of her interview, and we'll do part two in the second part of our farm show today.
What does it mean to you to be a participant in the county fair?
It comes from rich traditions. The county fair has really taught kids to be responsible and have a little fun while you're at it. I mean, it's not all about winning and losing. It's just about the family time and making memories.
Not only family time, but you also make memories with a lot of friends.
Yes.
Tell us about the people you meet, and what do they mean to you as far as seeing them maybe several times on the circuit?
Well, I think seeing them, I remember all the things that we've done, you know, playing wiffle ball or frisbee and, you know, just having a great time.
Yeah. It's part of Americana, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
And when you talk about this sort of stuff, we have to realize there's a lot of young people who don't ever get a chance to experience anything like this. Mm-hmm. So it's really rather special that you get an opportunity to do this, and it's kind of sad that other kids don't get a chance to bond like this with friends over, you know, similar interests and that sort of thing.
Yeah, and you know, there are people that will come to the county fairs, a lot of, you know, people who aren't involved in agriculture, and I think it's important for us to, you know, they ask about an animal, I'm more than happy to tell them about it, you know, just get the word out about agriculture.
Do little youngsters come up to you and ask questions sometimes?
Yeah, they always want to pet your steer, heifer, and, you know, I always let them, and it's no problem.
All right. That's great. Lacey, thanks for joining us. Congratulations again. Terrific job, and we wish you well here at the Montgomery County Fair. Have you been to any other fairs this year?
No, I haven't.
Okay, so this is the first one. Is this going to be the only one?
No.
No? Where else are you going to show?
Fayette, Bond, Christian, and then State.
Tell me one great memory about.
Well, there's a lot of great memories. There's a lot of great FFA memories. Going to the national convention, that was definitely one of my favorites.
Were you nervous?
No.
You really weren't?
No.
It was just a piece of cake, huh?
It was.
How many years did you go to the national convention?
All 4 years of high school.
All 4 years. Okay. So you were kind of used to the surroundings and everything. Okay. So that was just par for the course. Mm-hmm. Everything was cool. Okay. So FFA was part of the great memories of Nokomis High School. Was there a particular event or contest or something that stands out in your mind?
Well, definitely the state livestock judging. That's always a fun one. It's really competitive, and I live for the competition.
Now, we talk about competition, and we know of competition on a basketball field or a court or a football field or baseball, whatever. But competition, when you talk about competition in showing animals, we're talking about how the animal actually looks to the judges, how the animal reacts to you and to the judges. That's part of the competition that most people don't even realize.
No,
they figure,
I
just drag that animal out there, and, you know, what the heck, right?
Yeah.
But that's not the case.
No.
How much training goes into the end?
several months. As soon as I purchase them, or even right now, we're tying up baby calves that we've raised, and you know, they're a handful, of course, but it takes months and months before the show to get them ready.
So 20 years from now, what are you going to be doing?
Hopefully having a job in agriculture, keeping the family farm up, definitely, and maybe going out and getting another career myself.
Okay, sounds great. Lacey Nodal, who is pride and joy of Mid-Illinois, mm-hmm. Nokomis High School, and star FFA farmer for this year. Congratulations, young lady, and good luck. And maybe we'll see you tomorrow again after the cattle judging, mm-hmm. okay?
All right.
Thanks, Lacey.
Thank you.
There you have it, our interview with Lacey Nodal, this year's FFA star farmer from Fillmore, Illinois. Great visit with her, with Terry Toad, up at the Montgomery County Fair last week. That's our farm show for today, part two. This is John Michael Marty. I hope you have a wonderful rest of the week.